Hello and welcome to the Should Be Famous podcast. This is episode 6.5. It's going to be another intermediate podcast, and I am really excited about this podcast. I'm excited. That was a joke that you won't get until I tell you why it was why it was funny. Sorry. Because we are going to be playing with an oral exciter, which is a piece of audio gear that makes the audio that passes through it creates harmonics and makes it sound more present. And they say they overdid it in the 80s, and I'll show you an example of that. But for now, I would like to show you what the oral exciter does by playing a song by the Bobs. And this is called Cowboy Lips.
I am a lonesome hombre. I spend my time driving.
So I always thought this album was... this is their first album. I love this group, the Bobs, a cappella group from Bay Area, California. And this is their first album. I always thought it was a little bit dead sounding. Not really bright or... Just a little bit dead sounding, if you get what I mean. And now I'm going to plug in the oral exciter made by Aphex Systems LTD. Here, listen. This is it in. Alright, just took it out. Here's in.
My snakeskin boots and
out.
My belt buckle shine.
Okay, now it's in again. I'm going to play with some parameters. There's three knobs. There's drive.
When I know their song,
I got to turn this down so you can hear me. There's drive. Tune. Drive is how much signal is going into it and getting processed. Tune is the frequency that's being affected. And the mix, the last knob is how much of the dry signal is mixed in with the process signal. So here we go, listen. I'll turn up the mix. That's all the way up, way too much. Here's all the way out. That's the regular original signal from the CD. And here's back in. And of course, that's way too much. We'll turn it back down.
Cowboy lips. When I'm out hungry,
and here's out again.
Talking, I smoke my
okay, we'll turn the drive up
with
a little
the filters
bit.
Off. It
and we'll turn the tune to a higher frequency.
Well, I can stomach Lone Star beer, but not
it's a higher frequency. Lower frequency.
Rye can only get by.
More like a mid-range, really.
And
here's more in the middle. Well, lower middle. Here's out all the way. Here's in. Still seems a little too much. Take the mix down a bit. Here's all the way out.
Cowboy lips are all right.
Comparatively, it seems kind of dead, right? All right, good enough. We'll stop that one. That's a great song, isn't it? And I didn't let you listen to it. But I can't because I don't have their permission, so I have to just do stuff like that. Okay, next, let's listen to another song and see what happens with it. Now, you remember Inside Out Acapella? I always thought that their music was mixed very well in their last albums, especially. It sounded very present and just really good. So here is one of theirs, just to listen to it. It's Peanut Butter and Jelly. We talked about this song.
Oh, I'm peanut butter and
it sounds good, right?
Jelly and we're
I mean,
so
it doesn't leave anything to be desired to me.
I remember the first time
as far as presence and clarity. Now I'll put in the oral exciter, see what happens.
And you're so sweet, and I am chunky. You're low fat, well, I'm working on that.
Hear how much more present and clear that sounds?
And we're so happy on
I'll take it out.
Piece of bread.
I met grape and strawberry.
See how it almost, listening to it, it sounds almost dead when you take it out, but it's really not.
Please forgive me for my stint with honey.
Here it is in.
I looked on the label and not at what was inside,
but you're so sweet
and I am chunky.
All right.
You're low fat. Well, I'm working
there's
on
out.
That,
there's
I'm
in.
Peanut butter and you are jelly.
So they say they overused this in the 80s a whole bunch on a lot of stuff. So I just want to play something from the 80s where I think you can hear that. This is Journey, called a song called Faithfully, which you all know.
They say that the road ain't no place to start a family.
So listen to his voice. It's just so processed with this. Which gives it a sheen and everything. So as you can hear, it's just very processed. But it was an effect that they wanted for that, and I think it probably works. All right, next, I want to play for you a song from a wonderful album called Hymns Anew by a guy named Clayton Pix. Oh, that's me. It's going to be a song that's not by me, though. It's by my sister Courtney, called I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. And we'll just hear how that sounds with the excitement plugged in.
It may not be on the mountain height or over the stormy sea. It may not
okay, this is straight from the CD, of course.
At the battle's front, my Lord would have need of me.
And we'll put in the processing.
I still small voice he calls to pass that I do not know.
How does that sound?
I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord.
Here's it out.
Mountain or plain
here
or
it is
sea.
In.
I'll say what
out.
You want me to
in.
Say, dear Lord.
Tweak it a bit.
I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there are love. Which Jesus would have me speak.
And I'm going to tune up the bass a bit.
Now in the paths of sin, some wanderer whom I should see. Oh, Savior, if thou wilt
to make up for what seems to be
guide,
lost a little bit,
because
the highs are accentuated.
My voice shall echo the
here it is out.
Message sweet, I'll say what you
take
want
the bass
me
back
to
out.
Say.
Go okay, good enough for that one.
Go, Lord, oh
I think you've all got the idea of how the oral exciter works, made by Aphex Systems LTD. And it seems a good little box if used tastefully, not too much. So hope you all enjoyed that and you're able to go buy one of these right away. Right after you buy, of course, Hymns Anew. From cdbaby.com or claytonpixton.com or amazon.com or iTunes or Amazon MP3. Anyway, so I'd like to take us out with a little tune called Make It Right, and I've played this before, I think maybe on the first podcast, but this is a recording I did at my parents' house when we were visiting for Christmas, and we went in the one of the bedrooms and plugged in an interface and a number of mics that owned by various family members and recorded to my laptop. And it was all, we didn't have mic stands, they were sitting on the bed and people were holding them and stuff like that. So, but it turned out good for a little demo thing. So here it is. And I hope you'll enjoy it and join us next time on the Should Be Famous podcast, shouldbefamous.com. Bye. We'll just put in some excitement. What the heck?
Holding on to life, hoping for the best. Scared to death, I'm in for all the rest. I'm holding to my dream. I think of it every day. I don't say much, but it keeps me on my way. And we take it to the light, show it to the world, we'll make it right. And we have a duty to fulfill, and we should make it real. I don't have the time, and I don't have the dough. If you ask me how, I'll tell you, I don't know. But I feel it's my right to call on heaven here. She won't push, but if I
out.
Have a duty to fulfill.
Here's back in. It's probably a little too much.
We
honestly
should make it real. We can still take it to the light. Show it to the world. We'll make it. Right. We have a
this is rough.